Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I think it's safe to say that if you were alive back then, you remember exactly where you were when you heard about O.J. and the trial and the verdict. You probably remember where you were when you saw the Bronco chase. But I'm telling you, folks, that terrible, terrible murder and the trial of the century, as it was called at that time. Two people had lost their lives. And it looked like the evidence pointed right smack dab at O.J. Folks, welcome to the program. It is the Friday edition. We're glad to be with you this morning. Glad that you're there. Kyle Warren with you, of course, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. You can also head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message this morning, glad to hear from Richard the Marine from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon this morning. Good morning, Mr. Kyle 46, and rain is back. Uh-oh, got to send some rain down your way. We're at 110% of normal. All 22 lakes around us are full. Have a great evening, Semper Fi Richard. Well, thank you, Richard. I think that that prophecy of rain is going to come true on Saturday for us here in Southern California. And, of course, I think we're actually way ahead, or we've already got all of the rain that we're supposed to get at this point. So at any rate, we will receive that rain, Richard. Thank you so very much. All right, and we're glad to hear from everybody this morning as well. Don't forget 949-822-7959. First time callers, if you're out there and you are wanting to opine, feel free, because we're pretty harmless here on this program. And once again, folks, we have a lot to talk about. We will talk about the O.J. Passing away at age 76, I believe, O.J. Simpson. And, of course, he was convicted later on of other crimes. There was the civil suit for wrongful death. We understand that he has now passed away, still owing some $100 million, basically. So we will talk about that here as we move through the program this morning. But first, I want to tell you about the FBI. This from Newsmax. The FBI is concerned about the possibility of an organized attack in the United States similar to the one that killed scores of people at a Russian concert hall last month, the Bureau's director told a House of Representatives panel on Thursday. As I look back over my career in law enforcement, I would be hard-pressed to think of a time where there were so many threats to our public safety and national security were so elevated, get this, folks, all at once. Christopher Wray told lawmakers this at a budget hearing on Thursday. But that is the case as I sit here today, he says. So What I want us to put aside everything that's happening in terms of the politics, the Biden administration, all those things, because I don't think that Christopher Wray would be saying this without some good reason. Because, at least in my estimation, this kind of thing transcends the politics of the day, the politics of a party, and the simple political atmosphere altogether. Because I'm telling you, the enemies of freedom, the enemies of the United States, the enemies of those who will not submit, right, to some kind of totalitarianism, some kind of other ism or ilk that terrorists subscribe to, they don't care if you have a Republican in the White House or a Democrat in the White House. Now, Republican versus Democrat may hopefully, at least in terms of Republican, at least in my opinion, you might have a little bit more aggressive nature of intelligence gathering, perhaps of prevention, this kind of thing, and that may err on that side. But the terrorists don't care who's in the White House. They don't care who you voted for. They don't care whether or not you have a life in front of you to live. They are going to make an attack whenever they can. In fact, when the Moscow attack occurred, or the attack near Moscow, I said, this is very, very concerning because we should be on some kind of high alert at this point, or at least be on more on the lookout, because these kinds of attacks can be triggers for other attacks. All right, we do have the lines lighting up here already this morning. Mike in Clearwater, we like to refer to him as the honorary mayor of Clearwater, but good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Kyle. You're too kind. two things. So first of all, how many millions of people, gotaways, came into this country? So, of course, something's going to happen. I hate to say it, folks, but we need to be vigilant, and we need to make sure that we're aware of our surroundings because, like you said, you take the politics out of it, you know, we're potentially on the brink of World War III. The second thing with this FISA, with this bill, I'm sorry, but Mike Johnson needs to go because that warrant thing is a very important. Folks, you realize had they have passed this the way they wanted to pass it, they could come bust through your house, take anything they want, and, you know, to haul you away with no warrant. It's ridiculous. There has to be a protection built in there so that these people don't go crazy. And these people, the FBI, have already proven that they're less than honorable people. I hate to say it. I love law enforcement. But I'm going to call it like it is. There's a lot of crooked people in the FBI. So what do you have to say, Kyle? Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it. Mike in Clearwater, everybody. Great call. Yes, you know, one of the things that happens is especially when there is fear, and in many cases terrorist attacks and terrorist threats, they are legitimate fears. But in many cases, we don't want to let fear mean that we no longer have the same rights that we did. We don't want to let fear dictate that we're going to have a much different kind of society than we see in other parts of the world, basically. So I appreciate what Mike is talking about because, again, yeah, you can't go too far with these kinds of things. And in an open, free society, we also need to be able to be free to do our own thing without fear of surveillance and all that other kind of stuff. But it's a fine line, I will tell you that. Folks, stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. A little Philadelphia freedom on Freedom Friday here on the program. That's what we call Fridays here. And that also alludes to the musical selections that we might be hearing in a little bit. We do have Country Music Monday. We've got Times 2 Tuesday. Same artist, two different hours. And we've got Rewind Wednesday, Throwback Thursday. And, of course, now, Freedom Friday, which means we can play whatever we want. We can draw from wherever we want to draw from. It is a could be a mystery wrapped up in an enigma as to what we might play in hour number one and hour number two for our featured song. So I'm telling you, Freedom Friday, I have a special affinity now for Freedom Friday, and I hope that you do too. Okay, well, folks, welcome back to the program. Of course, 949-822-7959. Great to hear from Mike in Clearwater this morning. And also, of course, we've been talking about this very serious warning from the FBI Director Ray regarding the notion that there could be a Moscow-style terrorist attack in this country. And, again, this is quite an awesome quote. So he says, as I look back over my career in law enforcement, I would be hard-pressed to think of a time there were so many threats to our public safety and national security were so elevated all at once. But that is the case as I sit here today, he says, to a panel of the House of Representatives on Thursday. So, my friends, I think we should listen. There, no matter what's happening, you know, there's always some kind of threat. But especially when it comes to what's happening in Israel right now and other places around the world, shall we say, you know, this becomes simply an excuse for terrorists to try to act. So I do believe we must be vigilant. He says the FBI is growing concerned, the article says, about a more coordinated attack following the concert massacre in Russia, Ray said in his testimony. At the end of the 2023 fiscal year, the FBI had 4,000 international terrorism investigations open, according to written testimony by Ray. Of increasing concern is, quote, the potential for coordinated attack here in the homeland, akin to the ISIS-K attack we saw at the Russian concert hall just a couple of weeks ago, he said. Ray cited the law enforcement agency's concerns about terrorism to help persuade lawmakers to boost funding for the FBI. Although he is likely to face strong pushback from congressional Republicans. The FBI has become the prime target for Republican former President Donald Trump and his allies. And I appreciate, again, what Mike had said. And I agree, too. The idea that I think you've got the vast, vast majority of the FBI agents, the special agents, that they are absolutely 100% sold out to defend America and to root out criminals here in this country. So that being said, we know, unfortunately, sometimes the leadership or the higher ups and so forth, they can act with some kind of political bent, or they might have some other kind of political proclivity, or they might have some other agenda. And that is the kind of thing that we also have to work against and make sure that we take care of. But at any rate, folks, we'll keep you posted on what we find out. Ray was talking about similar things the other day, even having to do with China, these kinds of things. So, again, this is an ongoing concern, and I hope that it does transcend typical politics of the day. Well, my friends, O.J. Simpson, yes, has died at the age of 76. This from a local television station here in the Los Angeles area, KTLA. O.J. Simpson, known as a superstar football player, actor, and for his infamous murder trial in the 1990s, has died. His family announced on Thursday. Simpson, 76, was diagnosed with cancer earlier this year. His family shared the news on X, formerly known as Twitter. On April 10th, they read the statement there. He was surrounded by his children and grandchildren, etc. During this time of transition, his family asked that you please respect their wishes and privacy, obviously. Simpson attorney confirmed to TMZ that he had died in Las Vegas. But, of course, you can't think about O.J. and without thinking about the Bronco chase, where you were when the Bronco chase was happening. I remember I came home that day and everybody was glued to their sets at that point, watching the slow Bronco chase with AC driving O.J. Simpson. And, of course, then the trial that ensued became known as the trial of the century. I don't want to rehash all the things of the trial, but I think, like, there were a lot of people out there who thought O.J. Simpson couldn't have done this because they knew of him from football, but they knew of him as a celebrity, as a movie actor, in movies like the Naked Gun series and so forth, and other things, the commercials, the Hertz commercials running through the airports. And he was a bona fide superstar celebrity. And I think a lot of people thought this could not be true. I mean, this something has gone wrong here. And as the trial unfolded, and I'll just sort of nutshell this, as the trial unfolded, I just think it became more and more clear. The evidence was mounting up. It was slouching towards OJ in a very, very big way. And of course, he was acquitted. There were all kinds of racial issues surrounding it. There were all kinds of political issues surrounding it. Everybody had some kind of agenda. There was all the stuff about the police and whether or not they planted some of the evidence because it had the preservative in it, in the blood that was recovered or taken, this kind of thing. And it became this huge drama that rivaled and surpassed any television show you could ever watch up to that point. And everybody were, as I said, we were just glued to what was happening day by day in this trial. One of the things that I always remember from that trial is the moment that the verdict was read and you could see, I think it was Robert Kardashian, the expression on his face, and I think this has probably been memed to infinity, basically, the expression on his face was kind of said it all. He was like, I can't believe that, you know, this has happened, you know. And it wasn't one of those, I can't believe this has happened. It was like, how did this happen? That was my take on it, of course. Now, of course, you also had the advent of the Dream Team lawyers, right? You had F. Lee Bailey, and you had Alan Dershowitz, for example. Much younger Alan Dershowitz in the mix there. And you had Robert Shapiro. And I remember something Robert Shapiro said, because after O.J. had come to them after this, and again, we don't want to gloss over at all what happened to Nicole Brown Simpson and Ronald Goldman, who happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time, and of course the murder of O.J. Simpson's ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson. These were heinous murders that were grisly in the extreme. And even at that time, to hear the descriptions of what was done absolutely turned your stomach. It absolutely made you retch in this terrible thing that had occurred. And even so, even after that, people would still go by, you know, that address, you know, and kind of became the sort of stop on the tour, unfortunately. I mean, this whole thing, as I said, with the Dream Team lawyers, you had the media extravaganza. This was just a media, a big-time event. All these things went in. And then you also had, I think, some racial undertones to it as well, obviously. And it just became this, I have to say a circus. Because it really was. And I think that one of the things that happened then, too, was this notion of winning this case at any cost. And it soon became not about, did O.J. do it, is he going to win? And I think that kind of set us on a kind of a different trajectory to a great degree. But Alan Dershowitz is talking about this today as well. And Alan Dershowitz is saying things like, well, you know, people were, you know, they, you know, talking about should he have represented O.J. Simpson and so forth. But, of course, that even brings up the question in our society. Shouldn't people get represented in our system? This kind of thing. Can the government make its case? That's the basic tenet of our system. Can they make it without beyond a reasonable doubt? And so, of course, O.J. had virtually unlimited resources and he could have this dream team. And it kind of became this kind of resignation to the idea that, well, if you just have enough money and you just have enough stuff and you just have enough experts and analysts, you can make this stuff say anything that you want to. And what got lost was the idea that these two people had been murdered. So, folks, stay right there. We are coming right back. Bottom of the hour break. Kyle Warren with you. Lots more to talk about on the program this morning.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. A series of storms swept across the south. Northeast of Houston, the Southern Baptist of Texas Disaster Relief Arm said it sent volunteers to help in flood-stricken areas, particularly in Jasper County. Earlier, separate reports confirmed tornadoes caused damage in both Texas and Louisiana. O.J. Simpson has passed away at the age of 76 after battling cancer. That's according to his family. Known for his involvement in the 1990s murder case of his ex-wife Nicole Brown Simpson and her friend Ron Goldman, Simpson captured media attention during a televised slow-speed chase through Los Angeles before his arrest. Despite being found not guilty of the murders, he later faced imprisonment in Nevada for robbery and kidnapping charges. Meta, Instagram's parent company, is introducing measures to safeguard teens from nude images. A new feature will identify photos containing nudity and automatically blur them when shared with users under 18. John Schaefer, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're listening to Kyle One. So, do you remember when everything was really bad? When Biden took office, the state of affairs, everything was kind of terrible, especially inflation? No, I don't either. I don't remember that either, because it wasn't like that. But yet Joe Biden loves to be able to say things like, well, when I took office, you know, thus and such was happening. Interesting article this morning. By the way, folks, welcome back to the show. Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959 is the number to call. And there's a great article from Fox Business saying Biden claims inflation was, quote, skyrocketing when he took office, despite data showing the opposite. When I took office, it was skyrocketing. It was terrible. And now we got it down a little bit. And okay. That's, you know, these are just the musings of the president, it would seem. President Biden asserted on Wednesday that inflation was surging when he took office in January 2021, despite federal data showing the opposite. Biden's comments came shortly after the latest consumer price index, CPI, reading was released, showing annual inflation accelerated faster than expected for a third straight month in March. In response to a question about inflation remaining high, he noted that the rate of price increases has come down over the past 2 years and suggested he inherited the economic issues. Oh, sure. Yeah, I believe that. Look, we have a dramatically reduced inflation from 9% down to close to 3%. We're in a situation where we're better situated than we were when we took office, where inflation was skyrocketing. That's a direct quote, by the way, from Joe Biden. He added that his administration has a sustainable plan to address inflation. While Republicans are mainly focused on cutting taxes for the wealthy and raising taxes on, quote, other people. I don't know who this other people are, but I'm here to tell you, though, folks, as a public service on this program, we always want to make sure that we do our very best to keep the public informed of particular issues having to do with things that Joe Biden says. Well, if Joe Biden says Republicans are mainly focused on cutting taxes for the wealthy, I have news for you. You are wealthy if you have money. Right? If you have any money whatsoever, if you make money, you're wealthy. You're going to be considered wealthy. That's right. And because again, you know, I'm just sort of being a little bit funny here, but the idea, of course, my friends, is that they truly believe that this kind of class envy, class warfare, pitting one group against another is going to somehow resonate. Well, sure, the Republicans, they just want to cut taxes for the wealthy. I think they want to cut taxes for everybody, and everybody feels that they're paying a lot in taxes. But if you come along and say to somebody, well, guess what? Well, they are not paying their fair share. Well, who knows what the fair share is, by the way? I don't know, but as long as we call it a fair share, doesn't that sound good? Doesn't that make you angry? You know, that person's not paying their fair share. Oh, well, that implies that they're doing something wrong. And by the way, here we are. It's tax time, right? It's almost April 15th. It's almost tax day. And if you have done your taxes, or if you have taken deductions that are allowed, if you follow the tax law, aren't you paying your taxes? This is a great question. But, wait a minute. Maybe you're not paying your fair share of taxes. But it's up to Joe Biden. You know, in other words, they make it sound as though you're doing something nefarious if you follow the tax law. And nothing could be further from the truth. Well, big corporations have to be able to navigate the tax law. That's why they have to have tax attorneys and CPAs and people who understand this and follow this and are ready for all the little changes and all the things. But to imply that somebody isn't paying their fair share is disingenuous at best, don't you think? Because, again, that implication is just that, well, we're going to come in and fix it. Somebody's not paying their fair share. Well, it seems like Congress passes the tax laws and presidents sign them into law. But whatever, all right? Whatever. But according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics data, inflation was recorded at just 1.4% in January 2021 when Biden took office. It remained below 3% until April 2021 when it – what did it do? Okay, again, brace yourselves, everybody. When it surged 4.2% and continued increasing until what? Until it kind of got a little high? No. Until it kind of seemed a little bit more than we thought it might be? No. Until it became a little irritating? No. It surged 4.2% and continued increasing until it hit a 40-year high of 9.1%. I'm not laughing about the fact that it hit a high of 9.1%. That's awful. That's a terrible thing for every single person listening to this broadcast this morning. But it is, I am laughing at the idea that Joe Biden would say, well, it was surging when I took office and this kind of stuff. And this is all about, you know, somehow he inherited a terrible situation. But on day one, by the way, my friends, I'm going to submit this to you, and that is that on day one, Joe Biden was a dictator. He was a dictator for on day one because he came in, he started with these executive orders. He had to be beholden to his campaign promises about how I'm going to get rid of oil and we're going to do this, we're going to do that. And anything with the name Trump on it was immediately reversed only for contempt. I think primarily for contempt. Yes, the policy may not have agreed with the Democrat Party elite generally, but, you know, only a fool gets rid of something that's actually working. I mean, honestly, these fools could have simply kept a lot of things in place and then took credit for them. You know, hey, the border's secure. We don't have a whole lot of people coming across. It's all good. You know, we're inflation is staying low. It's all good. We're strong economically. We're strong foreign policy-wise. We'll keep Putin out of Ukraine. It's all good. They could have just done stuff. It's almost like they could have imitated Donald Trump. I know I'm being a little outlandish here, but they could have imitated Donald Trump and then simply taken the credit for it. But they're not even going to do that. You know why? Because they are viscerally opposed to doing stuff that works, where people smile and they feel like, hey, we're prospering. We feel confident. You know, as we mentioned yesterday on the program, confidence in small businesses at an 11-year low. At an 11-year low. And, you know, Joe Biden, you know, could be doing something about that, one might think. But, of course, none of that is relevant. You know, because you know what's relevant? What's relevant is packing the Supreme Court. What's relevant is going against Israel and then saying, oh, no, we're ironclad with Israel. You know, when it really could hit the fan. And as we go into next hour or two, we'll tell you about what's going on with Iran and some of the implications, ramifications of that. In other words, the world keeps catching on fire, my friends. And Joe Biden has the gall to stand there. Maybe he really believes it. It's really possible that he might believe it. In fact, I have to quote George Costanza from the incomparable Seinfeld series, where George Costanza once said, the character says, it's not a lie if you believe it, right? That's what he said. So I don't know. Maybe Joe Biden believes this stuff. It's very, very possible. But, folks, we're going to continue on through the morning here. Don't forget, you can head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message, we love getting direct messages, by the way. We got a lot of great ones yesterday on the program. We already heard from Richard the Marine this morning up there on the central coast of Oregon. And, of course, we also have our telephone number, 949-822-7959. First-time callers, 949-822-7959. We already heard from Mike in Clearwater this morning. So as this Friday edition goes on, we got a lot more to do. We're also going to talk with Denise Simon in about an hour from now, in hour number hour number two. I see I get ahead of myself. About an hour from now, in hour number two. Then also we'll be talking with our good friend Frank Salvato this morning in hour number four, and also Patrick Hyland. Is going to bat cleanup for us on the program this morning, a little before the end of hour number four. So stick around, get some snacks, something good to drink maybe, and sit back, because we're going to keep going through this Friday morning, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there.
Third Watch.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And we are racing through and rocketing through the Friday edition.
One way or another.
And we're glad that you're there, glad to be here. And I will tell you this. You know, this is the best job in the world, and I really do have you to thank for that. It is really something, folks, to be building an overnight community across the airwaves where we talk about news and politics. We even like to call ourselves the nexus for news and politics overnight in America, because that's where this is happening. This is where we're talking about these issues. And we hope that that you enjoy it. We sure do enjoy doing the program. And we're glad, as I said, we're glad that that you're there. We are going to take a quick look at some of the weather that's happening right now from the National Weather Service. And then we've got a great song on tap. And it actually comes to us from a listener named John, and I believe he's listening on 860. And he sent in a couple of requests here. We appreciate that. And so we're going to play one of them tonight, as a matter of fact. Then we've also got another great song in hour number two here on this Freedom Friday, which means we can play anything we want, right? We can play anything we want on Freedom Friday. And that's the cool thing about Freedom Friday. But here from the National Weather Service, a powerful low-pressure system to produce gusty winds, heavy rain, and potential for severe thunderstorms across parts of the Great Lakes, Ohio Valley, and eastern United States through Friday. Lower elevation rain and mountain snow to enter California on Saturday. Yes, thank you, Richard the Marine. He said he's going to send us some of the rain. They're at 110% already. All the lakes are full, so the rain's got to go somewhere now. So I guess it's going to come down to Southern California. and lower elevation rain and mountain snow. Denver, California, as I said on Saturday, well above average temperatures forecast to surge into the northern and central plains this weekend. So there's a lot going on. And we'll take a quick look at our precipitation out there right now as we head into Friday morning. We do have that rain on the coast of Oregon that Richard the Marine was talking to us about, starting kind of south of Portland and then on down, heading out to the Pacific, right as you get to the border with Northern California. Looks like our friends near Missoula, Montana, looks in Stevensville, for example. There's a rain on the radar right now in Stevensville. It's just south of Missoula. And then up near Coeur d'Alene, we got some rain as well. That's going to continue on I-90 as you head down towards Missoula. But I'm telling you, in the New York area and all through, it looks like here through New York State, certainly Massachusetts, it looks like Boston might not have a whole lot right now, at least on the radar. Washington, D.C. area, West Virginia, most of Pennsylvania, all hit with rain. Looks like most of the state of Michigan, with the exception of the Detroit area, looks like that's covered in rain this morning. It's going to also be partly in central to northern Illinois, it looks like. And all this is going to spread on up into Canada as well this morning. So everybody out there, be careful. We want you to get there in one piece, obviously. So stay tuned, of course, for your local weather and so forth. Pay attention to that if you have any kind of severe issues that could be percolating. Well, I'm telling you this, we got a great request. As I said, this from John, listener John, and he requested Fool for the City by Foghat. So I know this is something that's probably kind of we haven't played it on the program, I know, but it is kind of a cool song, and it goes back, I think, to about the mid-1970s, I think. We'll check on that, but definitely kind of a cool song, and Foghat is kind of a cool group in and of itself. So let's listen in a little Fool for the City this morning. Sound. And what I really like about that particular track is obviously the guitar, the rhythm guitar stuff is really cool. It's got a really cool sound. And Well, I'm not going to say you could dance to it, because you could dance to it, I think, if you really wanted to. But what I'm going to say is that it's just got a cool sound, and it kind of dominates the whole thing. And it just, again, with coupled with everything else there, it just seems to be right in the right place. So thank you so much, John, for suggesting Fool for the City from Foghat. And of course, Foghat had some other great songs as well, especially in the 1970s, obviously. And so on Freedom Friday, it's fun to play something that we really enjoy. All right. So once again, folks, don't forget 949-822-7959 is the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. Also, as we climb up to the top of the hour here into hour number two, we've got an awful lot more to tell you about and to talk about. We'll continue reflecting somewhat on the O.J. Simpson death and what all that meant back then with the trial and everything. But also, of course, you've got Israel bracing for an Iranian attack, maybe within the next 2 days. This according to one report. We also got another report that the Iranian attack might have been delayed, but not for very long, is what our understanding was. So we'll unpack a lot of that and see about that when we come back. And then also, of course, Joe Biden is warning about Chinese maneuvers and Chinese presence in the South China Sea, and especially where the Philippines is concerned. And my question to that, my friends, is does Beijing take all that seriously only because what we see happening with the Biden administration and the way that they have handled these very, you know, complex and crucial and to some degree terrifying international problems? I just don't know. I just don't know if what Joe Biden would say about something China is doing necessarily carries a lot of weight. And it troubles me to say that. I hate to say something like that, but obviously it's a real cause of concern. What does Beijing or other leaders in different capitals, maybe capitals that don't like us very much, how do they size up Joe Biden? How do they size up the American commitment? Because what they've watched over these last several days is that it's kind of breaking, shattering, or the cracks, maybe that's the word I'm looking for. The cracks are appearing in the U.S. support for Israel. And I think that some of these other capitals, governments in these different capitals, might say to themselves, well, if the United States starts cracking, their relationship starts cracking with Israel, well, you know, are they really going to stay with somebody else? Because Israel arguably is one of our strongest allies in the entire world, certainly in the Middle East, but even overall. And so this is what they do. They watch very closely, and they make their opinions. Well, folks, we are climbing up to the top of the hour news. We're going to get updated on everything. We'll come back. We'll talk about everything. And we hope that you can stay with us. I'll learn with you. Hour number one, now in the books.
Third Watch.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.